The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 14. So the memory stroke feeling that I want to give to you today is the feeling you get when you are so engrossed in a really good book. And this is something that I became aware of recently when I was away for a little break in Shropshire. I really, really got into the book I was reading and lost time. And I loved that sensation coming out of it and suddenly realizing, oh, wow, I really was somewhere else for a couple of hours and didn't realize it. It was such a beautiful feeling. The book, if in case you're curious, is More Perfect by Temi O. And I absolutely love her as an author. Her debut novel, Do You Dream of Terror 2, is one that I absolutely adored. I read it when it came out. And she's just such a fabulous person. And yeah, More Perfect was great. I really, really enjoyed it and really lost myself in it. And it's really hard for me to do that these days. But anyway, that's what I wanted to wish upon you if you haven't experienced that for a long time, or to remind you of the joy of. Today's episode of Star Trek The Next Generation that I want to talk about is Disaster. And this is from season 5, it's episode 5. I have so much love for this episode because I am a huge fan of the disaster movie genre, and I have been forever. Dante's Peak, for example, is for me the platonic ideal of a disaster movie, and it has everything I could possibly want from it. I'm not going to rant about the joys of the disaster movie genre. What I'm going to focus on is how beautifully Star Trek Next Generation does its own version of it. In just the way that disaster movies are often kind of, that's kind of crazy when you look at the scenarios that people are put in, or even the instigating incident that creates the disaster in the first place. It is kind of ridiculous in this episode as well, but in the best way, in the most loving homage to that subgenre as possible. I absolutely adore the thread, which is about Picard with the kids in the lift. And obviously, by season 5, it has been well documented that Picard does not know what to do with kids at the best of times. It's just... it's so funny that it's like his absolute worst nightmare. But what I really love about it is that he figures out how to deal with it. You know, arguably, he just applies his training but to children. But it just happens to work. You know, he makes them into honorary crew members. But it works for the episode. It's so lovely. And what's really nice is that the little girl who's really super shy and nervous really blossoms when she's given the role of his first officer in that situation. And it's just so adorable. I love it. The other thing that I love, because it is so funny and so ridiculous in the best way, is when Riker and Data, in their little thread of how they have to cope with the immediate problem in front of them, as in all great disaster movies, when they realise that they have to remove Data's head, that he's going to step into a place where there's a huge electrical charge so that he can short it effectively with his body, but that his head is shielded, then after that's done, Riker has to detach it, take it with him into engineering. I love it so much. The discomfort, the sheer freakishness of the situation, and how, of course, throughout, Data is completely calm. I think that's one of the reasons I love Data so much, because he is so calm. I actually wasn't a huge fan of when he got the emotion chip in the movies, because to me, he lost something that was quintessentially Data, which was that serenity. And that serenity is just so wonderful in this episode. I absolutely love it. My other favourite thing about this episode, apart from, you know, Geordi having to perform a little bit of Gilbert and Sullivan because Crusher is continuing to harass the crew into amateur dramatics. And he's so uncomfortable. Oh, I so want to give him a hug in that moment. I love Geordie, and yeah, I'm with him on that. I would not want to do anything like that. And yeah, it's a great scene. And all of their survival story throughout this episode, again, is ridiculous, but great fun. And it's just wall-to-wall joy for me. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode is that I really love that Counselor Troy is thrust into a command position through sheer bad luck. And that it's really well done. I'm a huge fan of Ensign Roe. I love Ensign Roe so much. I love the impact she had in a few episodes. She's not in a huge number over the entirety of the Next Generation 7 seasons, but the impact she has is immense. And in this episode, I really love how she reacts to this completely differently and is giving contrary and valid advice to Troy, and that Troy finds her own strength to do what she feels is right. I just think that it's beautifully portrayed, and what an awful situation to be in. That's exactly what I want from disaster movies, right? It's, wow, that would be really difficult. How do you cope with something like that? What would you do? What is the right thing to do? But the thing that I particularly love about that thread is that it actually creates ongoing consequences, in that Troy then decides, also after a recent class reunion, between the experience of having to take command in a crisis situation and that reunion with former classmates, she makes the decision to go for command and to pass her the next level of exams so that she can be a commander. I love that Troy, who is always traditionally in a very feminine coded role of being the counselor, being the emotional support, being the mediator, that she decides to go for something for herself, for her own professional development, and she really struggles with it, and she achieves it ultimately. And to see the beginning of that in this episode is really great. And of course, how can I talk about this episode and not talk about the bit at the end when the kids come and present the plaque to Picard to thank him? When he says, you have the bridge number one, and the two number ones reply. And it's so adorable. It's so wholesome. I love it so much. It makes me feel all warm and squiggly. So yes, that's the episode for today. I wonder if I should talk about other disaster movies in future episodes of Tea and Sanctuary. It kind of doesn't fit with what I'm trying to do as a podcast, which is very cozy and lovely. Seems a bit odd, but I don't know, there's so much in my head that I'd love to talk about this genre and different examples of it. I guess, yeah, the nerd in me isn't just confined to Star Trek Next Generation. I hope that wherever you are warm and cozy and safe. And if you're not feeling any of those things, that you get to do so very soon. I'll speak to you tomorrow.